Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are hard.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Dan Pella. Dan, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind.
Taxhelponline.com. Online.com. They can find all your books there, right?
Yeah, all the books, including the new book, which we have a pre-publication, a special offer on. You get a discount if you buy it now ahead of time.
Tell us the title again.
Go to the website and check it out.
Tell us the title of the new book coming up.
Yeah, the title is called Dan Pella's Small Business Tax Guide.
When it's all ready, you're going to come back and we're going to launch it on the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll send you a copy. And I got this guarantee that goes with the book, Jim. The information you read in this book, you absolutely will not learn in even the finest business schools in America.
I can tell based on some of the information
in all the business books out there.
I can tell by some of the things you were saying that you were right about that. But I want to talk about your treatment in your work of this qualified deduction, the 20%, folks, you know it as the 20% deduction that you and I receive, pass-through entities like most of our small businesses, including mine, pass-through entities got this 20% deduction. If you qualify for it, you might not qualify for it. And how you qualify for it, Dan, isn't all that clear. Whether you agree with the deduction being beneficial or not, you agree with me that when they passed this part of the law for small businesses, they complicated our lives unnecessarily. Would you agree with that?
Oh, there's no question about it. You're talking about the so-called 199A deduction. This is the deduction that falls under Code Section 199A, the 20% deduction for qualified small businesses. And basically, it's a deduction that's supposed to put pass-through businesses, S-corporations, partnerships, LLCs, on the same footing with corporations, regular C-corporations.
It's a lie.
That had their tax rates. Well, just let's slow down here just so our audience can stay with us here, Jim. This deduction was supposed to put these pass-throughs on the same footing as regular C-corporations that saw their tax rate go from 35% down to 21%. So there was a significant tax deduction for regular corporations. The 20% deduction was supposed to put pass-throughs on that same footing. The problem is with the word qualified, what constitutes a qualified business.
That's right.
And what the statute says is that essentially service businesses don't qualify for the deduction. So if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're an accountant, there's a whole laundry list of what constitutes disqualified businesses. But here's what is confusing in the law, Jim, and where people get twisted around by this. So what I'm saying is you're right about the confusion, and that is if your net business income is under a certain threshold, then all businesses qualify for the deduction.
It's over a
regardless of whether you're a service business or not.
That's right. But if you're over that, it is complicated, and you might wind up not getting the deduction. And the point I'm making about the reason I don't like this law, Dan, is there is no qualification for the 20%, 21% that corporate America got. They all get it. There's no qualification for that. It's just they get it and their life didn't get more complicated. Some small businesses get excluded if they're very successful, especially. They get excluded from this, and it complicated their lives. Some people don't. I've known people who've had three different opinions about how much they qualified for or didn't qualify for, depending on how they did their business. It also depended on how contracts were written. This was not necessary.
All of that's true, Jim. There's no doubt about that. But the fact of the matter is, for the vast majority of mom and pop businesses that are out there, and even not mom and pop businesses.
It did help them,
but success, you know, even moderately successful small businesses. I'm talking about wildly successful ones, but moderately successful ones, which is where most people fall
on
the income spectrum. It has helped them tremendously.
Right. But there shouldn't have been a qualification.
Now let's
Dan,
say that.
Dan, I have to stop you. We're going to have to come back and sure. continue this another day. And we will, because I want to get you back with your new book. I want your website one more time, please.
Yeah, the website is taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind.
Check it out.
Taxhelponline.com.
And check out the pre-order price on the new book, offer on the new book, too. Dan Pilla, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.